AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Kremlin denies involvement. Donald Trump denies it. At the White House, Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it's clear Donald Trump knew hacking and leaking by Russia was aimed at tilting the election toward him.
The Republican nominee himself was encouraging people to check out WikiLeaks. He thought it would help his campaign. And he knew that when people went to WikiLeaks, they weren't going to find damaging information about Steve Bannon or Reince Priebus or the RNC.
And Earnest says he doesn't buy from Trump's aides that he was joking when he urged the Russians to hack Hillary Clinton's server to find missing emails. The International Committee for the Red Cross says evacuation of rebels and civilians in Aleppo and Syria is likely to take several days. A spokeswoman says 13 ambulances carrying wounded people left Aleppo and civilians were still boarding buses. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he's confident the Trump administration will keep the U.S. as a key partner in the fight against the Islamic State group. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Carter says he cannot speak for Trump, but says he'll recommend the U.S. stay actively engaged in leading the coalition, whose main premise in the battle is that local forces have to do the fighting.
It's logical. It makes sense.
As the coalition's core members met in London, Carter stood with British counterpart Michael Fallon, who has no doubt the next U.S. administration will step up.
This is a global threat.
The U.S. now has roughly 5,100 troops in Iraq and Syria combined. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Former Milwaukee police officer Dominique Keegan Brown has been charged with reckless homicide in the shooting of a black man after a traffic stop in August. The possible chemical contamination of the water supply in Corpus Christi, Texas, has been traced to an asphalt producer on an industrial property where officials say there's no way to stop the leak. Wall Street, the Dow is up 50 points. This is AP Radio News. The Coast Guard and Canadian Navy seized 26 tons of cocaine in the eastern Pacific. It's worth more than $700 million.
That's probably equivalent to about $2-plus billion on the streets of America.
Coast Guard Vice Admiral Carl Schultz says about 100 suspected smugglers were detained.
They're associated with tremendous degrees of violence and criminal activity. They have a tremendous destabilizing effect in the region.
The cocaine was seized from 27 vessels over the last 3 months. Dolly Parton's telethon to benefit victims of recent wildfires in her native Tennessee brought in close to $9 million.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Parton headlined the event Tuesday night that aired on several cable channels and was streamed online. The money goes to the Dollywood Foundation's My People Fund. People who lost their primary residences in the Gatlinburg, Tennessee area in the fires will get $1,000 a month for 6 months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.